समस्या रहो ऑनलाइन दूर दराज इलाका कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं, घर हो या केबिन, वीवरटेल की हाई स्पीड इंटरनेट चलती है दुनिया के किसी भी कोने में। विजिट करें vivertel.com या कॉल करें 416-243-9836 416-243-9836। कनेक्शन आपका दुनिया के साथ।
ਕੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਵੈਡਿੰਗ ਰਿਸੈਪਸ਼ਨ ਬਰਥਡੇ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਯੂਨੀਵਰਸਿਟੀ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਖੂਬਸੂਰਤ ਹਾਲ ਲੱਭ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ? ਆਓ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਚੱਲਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੀਡੈਂਟ ਕਨਵੈਨਸ਼ਨ ਸੈਂਟਰ, ਨਵਾਂ ਔਰ ਖੂਬਸੂਰਤ। ਦੋ ਵੱਡੇ ਹਾਲ 100-600 ਤੱਕ ਮਹਿਮਾਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਗੁੰਜਾਇਸ਼, ਵੱਡੀ ਆਸਾਨ ਪਾਰਕਿੰਗ, ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਖਾਸ ਗੱਲ ਲਜ਼ੀਜ਼ ਖਾਣਾ, ਤਾਜ਼ਾ ਖਾਣਾ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਤਕਰੀਬ ਨੂੰ ਚਾਰ ਚੰਦ ਲਗਾ ਦੇਵੇਗਾ। ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਮੌਕੇ ਦੀ ਫੰਕਸ਼ਨ ਦੀ ਬੁਕਿੰਗ ਹੈ, ਕਾਲ ਕਰੋ ਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੀਡੈਂਟ ਕਨਵੈਨਸ਼ਨ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਦੇ ਸੁੱਖਾ ਜੀ 416-736-6820 416-736-6820।
चांदनी
बैंक्वेट हॉल,
इंटेलिजेंट चॉइस लोकेशंस, साउंड सिस्टम इनोवेशंस, चांदनी बैंक्वेट हॉल,
30 years ऑफ हॉस्पिटैलिटी एक्सपीरियंस, कॉर्पोरेट इवेंट, एग्जीबिशन, एक्सपो और एनी सेलिब्रेशन,
इंडोर एंड आउटडोर गोल्फ कोर्स फैसिलिटीज, चांदनी बैंक्वेट हॉल। फॉर अपॉइंटमेंट कॉल टुडे एट 905-458-8888 और विजिट chandnivictoria.ca।
Assalamu alaikum, how are you today? I hope you're doing well.
Stick around to be inspired.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Welcome listeners to another edition of A Muslim Perspectives. Today our selection from the Quran is taking the entirety of Surah Allah, that is the 87th chapter of the Quran. Let's listen as it is recited.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Sabbih isma rabbikal a'la.
Exalt the name of your Lord, the Most High.
الذي خلق فسوى,
who created and proportioned.
والذي قدر فهدى,
and who destined and then guided.
والذي أخرج المرعى,
and who brings out the pasture.
فجعله غثاء أحوى,
and then makes it black stubble.
سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى.
We will make you recite, O Muhammad, and you will not forget.
إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ وَمَا يَخْفَى.
Except what Allah should will. Indeed, He knows what is declared and what is hidden.
وَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَى,
and we will ease you toward ease.
فَذَكِّرْ إِن نَفَعَتِ الذِّكْرَى.
So remind if the reminder should benefit.
سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَن يَخْشَى.
He who fears Allah will be reminded.
وَيَتَجَنَّبُهَا الْأَشْقَى
But the wretched one will avoid it.
الَّذِي يَصْلَى النَّارَ الْكُبْرَى
He who will enter and burn in the greatest fire.
ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى
Neither dying therein, nor living.
قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَذَكَّى
He has certainly succeeded who purifies himself.
وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى
And mentions the name of his Lord and prays.
بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا
But you prefer the worldly life.
وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى
While the hereafter is better and more enduring.
إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى
Indeed, this is in the former scriptures.
صُحُفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى
The scriptures of Abraham and Moses.
That's chapter 87 of the Quran, Surah Al-Alaq. And now let's dig a bit into the meaning of these verses. Surah Al-Alaq was revealed in Mecca. It consists of 19 verses. It was revealed during the early period of the mission of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of God be with him, and focuses on the greatness of God, the truth of revelation, the purpose of human life, and the contrast between those who seek purification and those who remain heedless. This chapter takes its name from the opening words, Sabbihisma Rabbikal Allah. Glorify the name of your Lord the Most High. This chapter was frequently recited by the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of God be with him, in Jummah and Eid prayers, emphasizing its importance as a reminder of God's majesty and the purpose of human existence. When we look at verses 1 to 5, these reflect on the signs of God. Glorify the name of your Lord the Most High. The surah begins by commanding believers to recognize God's transcendence and perfection. To glorify God means to acknowledge that He is free from all imperfection, limitation, injustice, and weakness. The following verses provide reasons why God alone deserves praise. 1. He created everything. He fashioned every creation in perfect proportion. 3. He determined and guided everything towards its purpose. 4. He causes vegetation to grow. 5. He causes it to wither and to return to dust. Classical commentators such as Ibn Kathir and Al-Tabari explain that these verses draw attention to both creation and destruction. Life, growth, decline, and death are all under God's control. The imagery of green pasture turning into dark stubble reminds humanity that worldly life is temporary. Wealth, power, youth, and status all eventually fade. When we look to verses 6 to 8, it's about the preservation of revelation. We shall make you recite and you shall not forget. God reassures the Prophet, peace and blessings of God be with him, that the Quran will be preserved in his memory. This was a source of comfort because the Prophet was receiving revelation gradually and carried the responsibility of conveying it accurately. The verses also teach, 1. Revelation is a divine trust. 2. God Himself safeguards His message. 3. Guidance comes through divine mercy, not merely human effort. God further states, "We will ease you towards Eids." Many scholars understand this as a promise that God would facilitate the Prophet's mission despite its challenges. Verses 9 to 13, the value of reminder. Therefore, remind if reminder benefits. The Prophet, peace and blessings of God be with him, is instructed to continue conveying the message. The Quran recognizes an important reality. People respond differently to guidance. Two groups are mentioned. The receptive, those who possess humility and fear of God, benefit from reminders. They listen, they reflect, they change. And then there is the rebellious. Others reject the message despite clear signs. The chapter describes them as those who will enter the great fire. Classical tafsir or explainers of the Quran explains that this refers to people who knowingly persist in disbelief and rebellion and against God after the truth becomes clear to them. The warning is followed by a powerful description. That is, neither dying therein nor truly living. This portrays a state of misery where one is deprived of both the relief of death and the comfort of life. We look at verses 14 to 17, the path to success. These verses contain one of the Quran's most concise definitions of success. When it says, "Successful indeed is the one who purifies himself." True success begins with purification. 1. Purification of faith from associating partners with God. 2. Purification of the heart from arrogance, envy, hatred, and hypocrisy. 3. Purification of actions through obedience. And remembers the name of his Lord and prays. Remembrance and prayer are presented as practical expressions of purification. Faith is not merely belief. It manifests itself in worship and righteous conduct. Then there is the great warning. But you prefer the worldly life. The Quran identifies a recurring human weakness: choosing immediate gratification over eternal benefit. The problem is not possessing worldly blessings. Rather, it is allowing them to become the ultimate priority. God then establishes the correct perspective when he says, "But the hereafter is better and more enduring. This world is temporary. The hereafter is permanent. The world is uncertain. The hereafter is certain. The world offers limited rewards. The hereafter offers rewards beyond imagination." Verses 18 and 19 is a universal message. The chapter concludes by declaring that these teachings are not new. They were also found in the scriptures of Abraham and Moses. This demonstrates the continuity of divine guidance throughout history. The core message of all prophets has been consistent: worship God alone, purify the soul, live righteously, remember the life hereafter, do not become consumed by worldly pursuits. So the major lessons of this chapter, Surah Al-Alaq. 1. Allah's lordship is evident in creation. Everything in the universe reflects divine wisdom, order, and purpose. 2. Worldly life is temporary. Like vegetation that flourishes and then dries up, worldly success is fleeting. 3. Revelation is a mercy. God preserves preserved the Quran and facilitated its transmission through the Prophet, peace and blessings of God be with him. 4. Reminders are essential. Even believers need constant reminders to remain on the straight path. 5. True success is spiritual purification. Success is not measured primarily by wealth, status, or power, but by the condition of your soul. 6. The hereafter must remain the priority. The chapter repeatedly redirects attention from temporary gains to eternal consequences. 7. The message of Islam continues the legacy of earlier prophets. The teachings given to Muhammad, peace and blessings of God be with him, affirm and complete the guidance given to Abraham and Moses. Surah Al-A'la speaks powerfully to an age obsessed with visibility, consumption, and immediate gratification. It reminds us that human worth is not determined by popularity, wealth, influence, or worldly success. The truly successful person is the one who purifies the heart, remembers God, performs righteous deeds, and lives with awareness that the hereafter is better and more enduring. The chapter begins with glorifying the Most High and ends by directing humanity toward the eternal. Between these two points lies the entire purpose of life: recognizing our Creator, accepting His guidance, purifying ourselves, and preparing for our return to Him. As he sings the Shahada. You know, many people look towards being religious as withdrawing from the issues of the day, as reclining on the comfort of our chairs and staying in our lane, so to speak. But how do human beings really elevate themselves from the conditions which we find ourselves? We have to contribute. And there is a saying that if you see a thing that is incorrect, that is wrong, you change it with your hands, or you hate it with your heart, which is the least of your faith. There's a statement that resistance to tyranny is worship. Let's look at it from a Quranic perspective. All praise is due to God, the Lord of all worlds. We seek His guidance and His mercy and his wisdom. Peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad. Peace and blessings of God be with him, upon his family, his companions, and upon all prophets who carried God's message of truth and justice. Let us reflect on this profound statement. Resistance to tyranny is worship. At first glance, some may wonder whether this statement is actually found in the Quran. The answer is no, not in those exact words. Yet when we study the lives of the prophets, we discover that this principle runs throughout the Quran. The Quran teaches us that worship is not confined to prayer, fasting, charity, or pilgrimage. Worship is every act of sincere obedience to God. And among the greatest acts of obedience is standing for truth, defending justice, and refusing to submit to oppression. This is why every prophet in one form or another confronted tyranny. Perhaps no example is more striking than that of Prophet Musa, peace be upon him. God commanded him, as recorded in the Quran in chapter 20, verse 24, quote, "Go to Pharaoh. Indeed, he has transgressed all bounds," unquote. Pharaoh was not merely an unjust ruler. He claimed absolute authority, even declaring, as is recorded in the Quran, chapter 79, verse 24, "I am your supreme Lord." Moses did not challenge Pharaoh because he desired power or political influence. He confronted him because God commanded him to uphold the truth. Notice something remarkable here. God instructed Moses and his brother Aaron, or Harun, in, as is recorded in chapter 20, verse 44, "Speak to him with gentle speech. Perhaps he may take heed or fear God." Even in confronting a tyrant, the believer begins with wisdom, dignity, and respectful dialogue. The objective is not revenge. It is guidance, justice, and accountability. The Quran then gives hope to every oppressed people, as is recorded in its chapter 28, verse 5. "We desired to show favor to those who were oppressed in the land and make them leaders and inheritors." God sides with the oppressed, not because they are oppressed, but because justice is one of his divine attributes. We look at the story of Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, which teaches another dimension of resistance. His struggle was not against military oppression, but against intellectual and spiritual tyranny. His society worshipped idols, and their ruler believed that power gave him authority over life and death, as is recorded in the Quran, chapter 2, verse 258, quote, "Have you not considered the one who argued with Abraham concerning his Lord because God had given him kingship?" Unquote. Abraham challenged falsehood, using reason, wisdom, and unwavering faith. His resistance reminds us that tyranny is not only political. It can also take the form of ideas that seek to replace God's guidance with human arrogance. Then we find the Prophet Noah, peace be upon him. He endured centuries of ridicule. The powerful mocked him, rejected him, and belittled his followers. Yet he never compromised the truth for popularity or acceptance. Sometimes resistance is not dramatic. Sometimes it is simply refusing to abandon what is right, despite relentless pressure. Then we see the example of Prophet Hud. He confronted the mighty people of Ad, who had become intoxicated by power. He asked them, as is recorded in the Quran, chapter 26, verse 130, quote, "Do you seize people with cruel force?" Unquote. Power without justice always becomes oppression. Prophet Saleh warned his people, as is recorded in chapter 26, 151 and verse 151 and 152 of the Quran. Quote, "Do not obey the command of those who spread corruption in the land and do not reform." Here, the Quran teaches us another important lesson. Resistance also means refusing to cooperate with corruption. Prophet Shuaib confronted economic injustice. He called upon merchants, as is recorded in the Quran in chapter 11, verses 84 and 85. Quote, "Give full measure and weight in justice and do not deprive people of what is theirs," unquote. Islam therefore views honesty in business as an act of worship. Economic exploitation is another form of tyranny. The life of Prophet Lut teaches us that resisting societal pressure is also resistance. His people sought to silence righteousness, as is recorded in Surah chapter 7, verse 82. Quote, "Expel them from your town. They are people who keep themselves pure." Truth often becomes unpopular when corruption becomes normal. Yet believers are called to remain steadfast. Finally, we come to our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of God be with him. For 13 years in Mecca, he endured persecution without retaliation. He was insulted, boycotted, threatened, and his followers were tortured. Yet he continued proclaiming God's message. God instructed him, as is recorded in chapter 15, verse 94. "Proclaim what you have been commanded." Only after years of persecution did God permit the believers to defend themselves. As is recorded in the Quran, chapter 22, verse 39. "Permission has been given to those who are fought because they have been wronged." And immediately God explained the purpose of that permission. In the next verse, chapter 22, verse 40, quote, "Had God not repelled some people by means of others, monasteries, churches, synagogues and mosques, in which God's name is much mentioned, would surely have been destroyed." Notice the wisdom of the Quran. The purpose of resistance is not domination. It is the protection of justice, religious freedom, and human dignity for everyone. Listeners, these stories reveal a remarkable pattern. Every prophet resisted tyranny. Some resisted kings. Some resisted corrupt economic systems. Some resisted social pressure. Some resisted false beliefs. Some resisted moral decay. But all of them resisted because they worship God alone. The Quran summarizes their shared mission beautifully in chapter 16, verse 36. Quote, "We certainly sent into every nation a messenger saying, worship God and avoid Tagut." Tagut here refers to every false authority that seeks obedience in place of God, whether it is an oppressive ruler, an idol, an unjust system, or even one's own unchecked desires. This is why belief in God is inseparable from rejecting oppression. The Quran also reminds believers in chapter 4, verse 135, "O you who believe, stand firmly for justice, as witnesses for God, even it be against yourselves, your parents, or your relatives." Justice is not selective. We do not defend it only when it benefits us, that it is not just us, but justice, fairness for all. We uphold justice because God commands it. Likewise, God reminds us in chapter 5, verse 8 of the Quran, "Do not let the hatred of a people cause you to depart from justice. Be just, that is nearer to righteousness." Even resistance must remain ethical. Islam rejects oppression, but it also rejects becoming oppressive ourselves. So when we say resistance to tyranny is worship, we mean that standing for truth, defending the oppressed, speaking honestly, rejecting corruption, refusing falsehood, and remaining faithful to God are all forms of worship when done sincerely for His sake and within the limits He has prescribed. The prophets teach us that worship is not confined to the prayer mat. It extends into our workplaces, our communities, our families, our public life, and our moral choices. May God grant us the courage of Moses, the conviction of Abraham, the patience of Noah, the integrity of Shoaib, and the steadfastness of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of God be with him. May he make us among those who stand firmly for justice, with wisdom, compassion, and unwavering faith.
Until the philosophy which hold one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. Miss a war that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. But it's a war that until that day, the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality, will remain in but a fleeting illusion to be pursued, but never attained. Now everywhere is war, war. And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, subhuman bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war. Is there war? War in the east, war in the west, war up north, war down south, war, war. Rumors of a war, and until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight, we find it necessary, and we know we shall win, as we are confident in the victory of good over evil.
Bob Marley, as he sings War, Everywhere is War. Now, on the 18th of June, 2026, the UN Special Committee on the International Commission of Inquiry on the Occupied Palestinian Territory, including East Jerusalem and Israel, examined violations and crime against and affecting Palestinian children, including serious physical and psychological harm by the Israeli security forces since the 7th of October 2023, resulting in the death of at least 20,179 and injury of 44,143 children. At the human level, each one of us would recognize that the duty to protect children is a principle recognized across moral, religious, and legal traditions. In an Islamic context, it is rooted in the idea that children are an amana, a trust from God, and that adults are accountable for their safety, their well-being, education, and moral development. Several verses establish this responsibility in the Quran. It says, O you who believe, protect yourselves and your families from a fire whose fuel is people and stones. Chapter 66, verse 6. And in chapter 17, verse 51, do not kill your children for fear of poverty. We provide for them and for you. The Quran also emphasizes the care for orphans and vulnerable children. The Quran repeatedly commands justice and compassion towards orphans. For example, chapter 4 verse 2, chapter 4 verse 10, chapter 93 verse 9, reflecting a broader obligation to safeguard children who are especially vulnerable. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of God, demonstrated extraordinary care for children. He said, each of you is a shepherd, and each of you is the responsible for those under your care. He embraced, greeted, and played with children, teaching that mercy toward them is a mark of faith. He said, he is not one of us who does not show mercy to our young and respect our elders. Practical duties. The duty to protect children includes providing food, shelter, health care, and education, protecting them from abuse, neglect, exploitation, and violence, ensuring they grow up in a safe and nurturing environment, teaching them good character, faith, and beneficial knowledge, listening to them and taking their concerns seriously, protecting them both in person and online. So let's listen to a bit of commentary from Florence Mumba, the delegate from Zambia who sits on the committee that did this examination, and she speaks about the report's findings. Let's listen in.
I'd also like to underscore the importance of the report on violations against and affecting Palestinian children that we have issued today, which warrants close attention. This report, which the Commission worked on for almost 2 years, is based on multiple interviews and group discussions with victims and witnesses, including children themselves. We have conducted medical tests, military and digital forensic analysis, and consulted independent forensic pathologists, among other sources. The Commission found that the continued pattern of conduct by the Israeli security forces over 2 years in Gaza is intended to destroy the biological continuity and future existence of the Palestinian group, of which Palestinian children are a part of. The Commission has found that the deliberate targeting of children is one of the key elements establishing specific intent of the Israeli authorities and security forces to destroy the Palestinian group as such, in whole or in part, in Gaza. Israel's use of reproductive violence in Gaza has directly and disproportionately harmed newborn survival as well as Palestinians' reproductive future. The conditions of life imposed by Israel have resulted in preventable mortality of children and serious mental trauma in Gaza. In the report, the Commission has included recommendations to Israel and to all member states, as well as to the International Criminal Court and other judicial institutions, to ensure accountability for such crimes.
The next comment comes from Justice Srinivasan Muralidhar, who spoke at the conference. I think he's the chair of the committee that examined the situation of children in Palestine and occupied Palestine. Let's listen to Justice Srinivasan, who is from India, as he speaks at the press conference.
The Commission's comprehensive report is unique, being the first specialized report on crimes and violations against Palestinian children in Palestine by a UN investigative body. The report draws partially on earlier findings of the Commission as published in previous reports while incorporating newly collected evidence and investigated cases. The Commission found indisputable evidence with regards to the deliberate targeted killing of Palestinian children, including since the October 2025 ceasefire, the use of torture, inhumane and degrading treatment, including use of sexual and gender-based violence against Palestinian children, as well as targeting of critical infrastructure essential to children such as orphanages, healthcare, and educational facilities. There has been a widespread and systematic killing and harming of children between 7th October 2023 and 7th October 2025. We have witnessed more than 20,000 children who have been killed and more than 44,000 children who have been injured. Children constitute 30% of all those killed in OPT, and the killing and injuring of children has been a continuing activity. Children are being killed mainly in two ways. One, through airstrikes using high-yield explosives with wide area effects, and second, using quadcopters, drones, and sniper rifles that specifically target and kill children to their head and upper body. There is also a severe orphan crisis with an estimated 58,554 children who lost one or both parents between 7th October 2023 and 7th October 2025. There has been a systematic disruption by Israel of the children's ability to learn, thereby sabotaging the intellectual and social foundations of the Palestinian society. The Commission's findings are that Israel targets children to weaken demographic vitality and deny the Palestinian people's right to self-determination. 97% of all schools have been destroyed. 95% of the universities have been affected in Gaza. 22 out of the 38 universities have been completely destroyed. We have found the use of starvation and imposition of conditions of life obstructing children's survival. As of 1st October 2025, there have been 151 children's deaths on account of malnutrition. We've also found that between October and December 2023, there have been at least more than 1,000 instances of children undergoing amputation of one or more limbs. Based on all the evidence gathered, the report makes legal findings and concludes that the Israeli authorities and the Israeli security forces have deliberately targeted and killed Palestinian children and destroyed their childhood. Israeli authorities and the Israeli security forces are responsible for crimes against humanity, including persecution and war crimes in the Gaza Strip and war crimes in the West Bank, including East Jerusalem. The report released today further substantiates our finding on genocide. The protection, care, and survival of Palestinian children and pregnant women are inextricably linked to the Palestinian people's fundamental right to self-determination, as children represent the future bearers of their collective identity and resilience. By targeting children, Israel is eroding the foundational structure of Palestinian society, weakening the demographic vitality and overall capacity of the Palestinian people to sustain and exercise its right to determine its future as a people. Our report concludes that the settler violence in the West Bank functions as a means of implementing Israeli state policies, with both the state and violent settler groups working in collaboration towards the same strategic objective, unlawful territorial expansion.
That's the voice of Justice Srinivasan Muralidhar of India, and prior to that, Florence Mumba of Zambia, as they spoke at a press conference on the 18th of June 2026 to highlight the UN Commission findings on the situation in occupied Palestine and the treatment of its children. And these children just want to live.
Just like you too.
Yes, indeed. Palestinians just want to live too. Let's listen to a young Palestinian, MC Abdul, as he speaks and sings about shouting at the world.
I'm exhausted. Last night I couldn't sleep, but when I did, I could hear bombs in my dreams. Nightmare situation. How could they be so evil? Making mortars out of children and innocent people. We expect the bombs, not knowing where next. Huddle in the corner of my room, trying to protect my little brother. As the building shakes like it's possessed, but nothing stronger than the will of the oppressed. I bomb back with my lyrics and rhymes, living the times, trying to break the Palestinian mind. What's hiding in the clouds hanging over my head? My dad risks his life outside to buy bread. The fourth war in my 12th year at this stage. I'm numb, though I haven't feel scared. There's nothing I can do in this case to stay safe. I'm brave, even though this house could be in my grave. I want freedom for the population. 2 million prisoners living in this location. Shouting at the wall, but nothing is ever changing. That's life under an occupation. I want freedom for the population. 2 million prisoners living in this location. Shouting at the wall, but nothing is ever changing. That's life under an occupation. Mothers mourn, fighting with grief. White sheets covered by his death. Lie on the streets, buildings turn to ash, but my mind is made of steel. So it doesn't take much for me to heal. Won't lose the will to live or lose our minds. My auntie lost her home, so she lost her life, but she's still alive, but traumatized by the bombs that flew in and dropped that night. My sister couldn't sleep, tried to stop her cries. I said it was fireworks, I was telling her lies. Where's the compassion? This is heartless. It's like they want us all living in darkness. Cutting off water and electricity for hours. They're knocking towers, but that's not knocking the power that I have in my pen. When I'm writing, I'm unstoppable. The microphone is the only escape possible, cause that's the way that I can speak my mind. I wonder how does the fighter pilot sleep at night, knowing he can turn the city upside down all of a sudden. Slaughtering families with the push of a button. I want freedom for the population. 2 million prisoners living in this location. Shouting at the wall, but nothing is ever changing. That's life under an occupation. I want freedom for the population. 2 million prisoners living in this location. Shouting at the wall, but nothing is ever changing. That's life under an occupation.
This is our time. Unite together for justice in Palestine. No matter your faith or community, this is a crime against humanity. Gaza turned into a prison camp. Apartheid war despite the West Bank.
We are the people.
That brings us to the end of today's program, listeners. Until next week, this is your host, Alim Ali, saying peace out, and I leave you with Muhyiddin Chisti's last words, as read by Sheikh Hamza Yusuf.
One of the greatest saints of our history was a great saint named Muhyiddin Chisti. And the last talk that he gave to his students is how I'd like to talk to you, because I don't think I could do anything better than Moinuddin Chisti. He said to his students as he was departing the world, love all and hate none. Mere talk of peace will avail you not. Mere talk of God and religion will not take you far. Bring out all the latent powers of your being and reveal the full magnificence of your immortal self. Be overflowing with peace and joy and scatter them wherever you go, wherever you are. Be a blazing fire of truth, be a beauteous blossom of love, and be a soothing balm of peace. With your spiritual light, dispel the darkness of ignorance, dissolve the clouds of discord and war, and spread goodwill, peace, and harmony among the people. Never seek any help, charity, or favors from anybody except God. Do not go to the courts of kings, but never refuse to bless and help the needy and the poor, the widow and the orphan, if they come to your door. This is your mission, to serve the people. Carry it out dutifully and courageously, so that I, as your teacher, will not be ashamed of any shortcomings on your part before Almighty God and our blessed predecessors in this silsila on the Day of Judgment. Alhamdulillah.
You are listening to WTOR 770 AM, Youngstown, Toronto.
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
Truck servicing khetar vich Ontario da Mohrina Quick Truck Lube tusi ik truck chalone ja fleet hai kije tuhada time value rakhda appointment vi lod nahi first come first served state of the art facility trained technicians rahi best high grade oils filters engine di jaan badaunde hor ki chahida in location to tuhadi seva karde QTL exit 268 highway 401 Cambridge exit 579 highway 401 Napanee exit 5 QEW Fort Erie service aur quality vich sab to parmukh na QTL 519-622-0660 jo aave so razi jaave.
मैंने जबरदस्त सेविंग की है. आप भी अपनी गाड़ी और घर के इंश्योरेंस में खूब सेविंग कर सकते हैं. टर्म एंड कंडीशन अप्लाई. ऑल स्टेट पिकरिंग एजेंसी के राजा बाशर 6472903773 6472903773.
अपनी कम्युनिटी दा सब तो वड्डा वधिया क्वालिटी वाला ते सब तो पुराना सोडी फर्नीचर हर घर दी पहचान बन चुकी है.
ओ फिर बने भी क्यों ना, क्योंकि बेडरूम सेट, सोफा सेट, मैट्रेसेस, डाइनिंग टेबल, डेकोरेटिव आइटम्स, गल कीजिए सारे घर दा फर्नीचर वधिया क्वालिटी ते डिस्काउंटेड प्राइस ते मिल जांदा सोडी फर्नीचर तो 3 साल ले नो ब्याज.
142 कैनेडी रोड, ब्रैम्पटन 9058747171.
ट्रक ड्राइवर भाइयों, अब यूएस और कनाडा में अनलिमिटेड डाटा वीवो टेलीकम्युनिकेशंस के साथ फुल स्पीड, नो रुकावट. सफर बिजनेस का हो या शौक का, वर्ल्ड वाइड ही सिम डाटा प्लान के साथ इंटरनेट हमेशा रेडी. ट्रैवल कर रहे हो इंडिया, पाकिस्तान या हज या उमरे के लिए, वीवो टेली के साथ हमेशा रहो ऑनलाइन. दूर दराज इलाका कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं, घर हो या केबिन, वीवो टेल की हाई स्पीड इंटरनेट चलती है दुनिया के किसी भी कोने में. विजिट करें vivotel.com या कॉल करें 416-243-9836 416-243-9836. कनेक्शन आपका दुनिया के साथ.
एन्ना सोना कर लिया हुन अप्लायंसेस भी स्टेनलेस स्टील दे ही चाहिए.
हां जी, स्टेनलेस स्टील दे अप्लायंसेस मिलेंगे तानू ब्रैम्पटन टीवी एंड अप्लायंसेस ते, जिते फ्रिज, स्टोव, डिशवॉशर, थ्री पीस किचन बंडल, इस तो अलावा फ्रंट लोड वॉशर एंड ड्रायर, एनर्जी सेवर, एनर्जी स्टार, ते टीवी सेक्शन इच सोनी, सैमसंग, पैनासोनिक, शार्प, हर साइज ते हर ब्रांड दा टीवी विद द लोएस्ट प्राइसेस इन द टाउन, सिर्फ ब्रैम्पटन टीवी एंड अप्लायंसेस ते. ब्रैम्पटन टीवी एंड अप्लायंसेस 801 Bowie Drive West, Brampton. Ya call karo 905-450-2828. 905-450-2828.
Truck servicing khetar vich Ontario da Mohrina Quick Truck Lube. Tusi ik truck chalone ja fleet hai kije tuhada time value rakhda.